Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell was back on the stand today in his own defense at his federal corruption trial. WTOP's Max Smith is there and joins us live from Richmond now.
Yeah, and Bruce, the governor talked about saying, "I love you." Yesterday was one of the lowest points in my life. This was a letter he wrote to his wife, Maureen, just days after the event at the mansion for a lunch for Anatoblock, Johnny Williams and Star Scientific's product. And the defense is trying to show here that the McDonald's marriage was falling apart. Maureen McDonald would yell at him. It was never something that they discussed when it came down to, you know, where's this money coming from? Who bought you these clothes? Even though Bob McDonald was on the trip when Maureen McDonald got the $20,000 almost in clothes from Johnny Williams, he says he didn't really ask how much it was. He didn't ask where they came from. He knew the first lady and her chief of staff were meeting Williams, but he thought it was just for lunch, and he figured he'd see the charges on the credit card bill later. So he never really says he knew at the time about how much Maureen McDonald was talking with Johnny Williams or how much she got from him, at least in the clothes part. We haven't quite gotten to the checks yet. But he says that he didn't really know about this. He didn't know how much they were talking, but he agrees with everyone else that there was never a physical affair, but that Maureen McDonald just liked the emotional attention she was getting from Johnny Williams.
Max, when will prosecutors get a chance to cross-examine the governor?
It could be this afternoon. The direct examination is continuing right now with Hank Asbell, the governor's lawyer, kind of going through a lot of things beyond what we're actually talking about here in the indictment. I mean, basically, the defense is trying to paint this as everything Johnny Williams got was just small potatoes in connection with everything else that the governor was doing. The governor broke down, you know, kind of choked up only once, and it wasn't when he was talking about his wife. It was when he saw a photo of himself meeting this boy, Seth, who lost his grandmother in a tornado that had ripped through a trailer park just days before this private dinner that Johnny Williams and Celeste Williams had at the governor's mansion with Bob and Maureen McDonald. And it was that private dinner that same night that the governor went out and had met this kid who had lost his grandmother in a tornado in the middle of this ravaged trailer park. And the defense is trying to show, look, the governor had more important things to think about than what Johnny Williams may have wanted. And plus, by the way, Johnny Williams never got anything anyway.
That is WTOP's Max Smith joining us from Richmond, where the corruption trial of former Governor Bob McDonnell is continuing.